play. Bring it to the mic to settle it. Come bring day, father time and cash. Cash and father time, they gon' bring it to you raw. That sex, money, crime, real recognized, real. So the streets on every line with real interviews with niggas that did the time. Cash bringing you the fire and time keep you cool. Got relationship advice, so ladies is welcome to. When you're done 9 to 5 and then them kids put in bed, turn that TV up quick, hit the radio instead. For that number one blog talk, G shit is all talk. Start up your phone, leave remotes for them cars talk. Can't forget them hits that keep your seats bopping with underground music to keep your cheap rocking. We got music, love, and everything real from the G across the nation. Hit against the bill when you're done for the day and you're ready to unwind. Tune in, get it now. That's Sin City, Sin City Live.
Hell, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. Got my man, Father Time, with me. Father Time, what's good?
What's crackin', Doc?
You know how we do it, networking, politicking, like we always do about this time. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Chilling. All right, well, check this out, y'all. No, normally we kind of, you know, everybody listens to the show, know we act a fool, have a little fun, man. But this week, man, I don't want to speak on something a little bit more serious matter. And right now, that's our youth. You know, like right now, we like in a crisis right now with our youth. At least I think so. Anyway, I mean, we got situations going on that, you know, it's just beyond, like, this shit don't even seem real. But then it's like, I guess, I mean, the age-old question is, where do we start at? Me personally, I feel like we got to start at home, you know. We got to get a hold to these kids, man. We got to get a hold to these kids and let these kids know what they're doing. You know, the stuff that they're going out here doing, the way they're acting, is not becoming of a man or a woman. You know, at some point in time, it's going to get real fucked up. You know, and by getting real fucked up, where is that going to lead us? You know, I mean, shit. And I think I said it on the show before, you know, man, these are the kids we created. So, you know, I don't know, man. What y'all think? What y'all think we need? I mean,
hello. Well, everybody don't have them parents that are trying to give them that structure and things like that. So,
yeah,
you know,
true.
are you saying that, you know, we should step in, or, you know, I guess, what do you see us doing? Because, you know,
there are kids
that are out there that need that structure and support, and, you know, but people just, some people are just not willing to go that far, I guess. I guess it depends on how far you want people to go.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I understand that. Like, I can't speak for, like, you know, I can't speak for different cities. I mean, I'm from Gary, Indiana. We all from Gary, you know. And as far as, like, us growing up, I know we had, like, little places to go, boys club, boys and girls club, you know. We had recreation every summer, you know. We had all type of things. Something to pique our interest. Now I'm like, shit, the kids ain't got nothing to do. These kids ain't got nothing to do, nowhere to go at all.
I mean, the boys and girls club still open.
Man, them
all
got,
do, they got I mean, some YMCA. Huh?
Is it? I mean, really? I mean, you know what?
I'm sure it's not as many as there were before, but there are still some that's open. They got the Y. You know, a lot of, you know, kids these days, they go to the Y and stuff. So, There are options. I just think if nobody is taking an interest in them, why should they? You see what I'm saying? What do they really feel like they got to look forward to if they don't have that guidance?
Okay. I mean, I'm with you on that. I mean, so my girl Dana was out there, Dana. She said, you're right, it starts at home with structure. I mean, you know, I think, like, with us, you know, and I think me and Tama was kind of, we were talking about this the other day, is that, first and foremost, these kids ain't got no fucking fear of their fucking parents. They have no fucking fear of them. They have none. It's like, man, it's like these kids, I mean, you know, and we were talking how we were raised up by women, you know. We were raised up by women, and we were terrified of these women, terrified of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know, man, your mama, this, that, and other. Dude, we was like, these kids are just, man, fuck you. And, you know, I mean, they go back and forth, and I've never, you know, I always known little girls. I always see, you know, girls go back and forth with their mothers, you know, a little bit. Not to the point where it is now, but boys, I mean, growing up, boys never went at they mother. Never.
That's true.
Well, again, it goes to the parents, right? How were they raised?
You know,
and see, if you we know were what? Raised to have that fear instilled in us, then that's why we have that, you know, and we try
right.
to show that respect, you know. But if you weren't raised like that, and you were raised where you could just say and do whatever you want to, once you get to a certain age, it ain't going, respect ain't just going to all of a sudden come out the blue. You know,
true,
if they were
true.
Raised where they could say wherever they want to, you know, even as a child, they're going to continue to do that as they became adults and as they, you know, got grown.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, with me, I'm going to say this. I'm going to start first. I'm going to start with the men. You know, I think, like, our biggest problem is that these men, you know, they're not stepping up. We got a lot of men that's not stepping up to the plate. And they, you know, you're making all these fucking babies, but then you don't want to take the responsibility of raising them. I'm going to keep it 100 today, so we just going to keep it real. Half you motherfuckers getting mad because she ain't giving you no pussy no more. You stop taking care of your kid because she not fucking you no more. She done moved on and she started fucking with old Slim over there. So you say, well, if you ain't fucking with me, bitch, I'm not taking care of this kid. That got to be the biggest bitch move I ever heard in my fucking life. And that's some real shit.
There's a bunch of motherfuckers out there like that, man.
Dude, and it pains me to say it. But it's the truth. It's the motherfucking truth. I mean, it's like, dude, you sitting there. You know, you just told her. And I mean, okay, every relationship don't work. Just because you break up with the woman, you don't break up with your fucking child. And that's to me,
some men get jealous that when you do get with somebody, if that man is actually being good to your son, they get jealous of that and start taking care of the, oh, I guess he got a father. You are his father. What are you talking about? You should
right.
be happy that he has two good men in his life that's willing to be there for him. Instead, they get jealous.
That got to be the craziest motherfucking thing, you know, and it's just like you sitting there and you like, okay, you know, and it's like, and the sad part is that we know motherfuckers like that. We know motherfuckers like that. And we sitting there and we, you know what? I think I finally understand what you meant a couple of weeks back. I think I get it now. Remember when you were saying, well, you need to talk to your friend and this, that, and other?
Yeah.
I think I finally get what you were trying to say.
Okay.
Because it should pain you to sit there and see your boy say, man, fuck that bitch. I ain't fuck them kids. I ain't fuck that bitch. She over there with that dude. The fuck that got to do with you going to get your kid?
Right.
Not a goddamn thing. Ain't got shit to do with nothing.
Right.
It's your kid. You laid down with her. You know what I'm saying?
But then you a great father while you was with her.
Right. Right.
You know how these motherfuckers are, man.
And I'm gonna talk about the women too, because you know, because this particular situation happened to me, and my baby daddy, he just disappeared out of my son's life. So, you know, my son was like 2 years old. He stopped seeing him or whatever. You know, it was one of those, I guess, if I ain't fucking with him no more, he ain't fucking with him. And I had a new guy he was taking care of, so he was just like, fuck it. He got a daddy. This motherfucker, I waited till my son was like 18. Well, he was probably like 19, something like that. He was somewhere around there. And I finally told him, you know, who his real daddy was, because it had been so long since he seen him. We just never brought him up again. It wasn't like we were just trying to not tell my son about who his biological father was or nothing like that. It's just that he had been around my husband for so long, he felt that was his father. I didn't want to take that away from him, but at the end of the day, I waited for him to be old enough to tell him the truth. When I did tell him the truth, I gave him his biological father's number. I mean, I still knew where he was and how to contact him and things like that. He just never took care of my son, never gave, child support never gave me anything for him. You know, out of the blue, when I finally told my son and they finally had a conversation, whatever, he calls me out the blue. It's my son, 19 years old. Now, it's been like 16, 17 years since I seen you. He called me out the blue, talking about, okay, he spent the night on my house. First of all,
wow.
any woman who with that man did not have the audacity to not take care of your child all that time, and you get back with him and fuck him, you stupid as hell. And I'm just going to put it out there. And I'm just going to say that shit. You crazy in the motherfucker. If you go back to this motherfucker who did not take care of your child not one bit, I don't give a fuck how much love you have for that motherfucker. If you do that shit, you a fucked up motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, what's up, Vanessa? All right, tonight's topic, we're trying to see what we can do for the better the future for these kids right now, man, because right now we're in a whirlwind, and these kids, shit, these motherfuckers, well, these kids in a whirlwind, and they taking us with them. Shit. Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's crazy as hell. Like, okay, so he wasn't even trying to talk to the kid. It's just, well, hey, what's up, let me spend the night at your crib.
My son was gone. He had went to the army. He was gone out the house. And I guess from him having a conversation with my son, he knew I had like an extra bedroom since my son was gone to the army. Like he could just, well, you know, I could just sleep in his room. First of all, you need to get out of my household. And why is you even calling me in the first place? My son is grown. You don't have no reason to fucking communicate with me.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's definitely true. And trust me, he wasn't trying to sleep in your son's bed.
Oh, I know. I mean, that was just his way of trying to get through the door, or whatever. That's all that was.
Man, yeah. And that was a bitch move. I mean, but like I said, man, and I mean. For you to just turn your back on your fucking kid because she not fucking you no more, or she with the next motherfucker, and you know what I'm saying? If this motherfucker treating your kid right, what the fuck you got? I mean, you know, I've seen situations. I've been a part of a situation where the motherfucker say, look here, as long as you around that motherfucker, I ain't fucking with you. And motherfucker, hey, motherfucker was true to his word. He was. So with that being said, it was just like, God damn, man, you actually gave up. You know, to me, I feel like you just gave up on your kids. If another man can make you give up on your kids, you're a sorry motherfucker. Sedine Venetia said she would have said yes and tormented his ass the whole night.
I didn't even want to see that motherfucker. I wish I would have. I probably would have beat the shit out. You know all the shit, all the struggles I went through raising these kids. And he was one of them that, you know, oh, no, don't, you know, you need to have him. I'm going to be there for him. You know, he was one of them. He didn't want me to, you know, he wanted me to have the baby. He was all pressuring me to go ahead, go through with it. And he was one of them, and then the motherfucker disappeared. And I was like, that's the shit I be talking about. I ain't even about to go into women's choice and pro whatever, but that's why we want to keep and make be able to make our own decisions when it comes to our bodies. Because people can say what they're going to do all the time. Don't mean you're going to do shit. And at the end of the day, it's always us, and I'm not going to say always, but most of the time, it's always the women that suck with the responsibility.
I ain't laughing at you. Venetia said you should have staged the robbery. Let his ass come over. Not like he was breaking in and shot his ass. Trying to raise his ass. Man. But not. Mm-hmm. Nah, ain't that some shit, boy? She owned it, ain't she?
Right.
Big Strick, what's happening? What's up, Deshaun? But, you know, man, like I said, I mean, we try, you know. And like I said, when we were arguing about it, I didn't fully understand what you were saying that time, you know. But it's like, it's the more I think about it, the more sense. I mean, now, granted, and I'm still going to stick to I can't make him do anything.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, I can't make him go get his kid. I can't make him be a father, you know. But, you know, I mean... But you would think, like, you know, like me and Tama, you know, and I mean, we get on this show, and a lot of times, you know, a lot of people may think that we just, okay, well, of course, he going to be pro, he going to be con. No, that be me and him. We really don't agree with a lot of shit. We don't agree on a lot of things. But the one thing I can say that I'm really pretty sure of is that, you know, I've seen his struggle, he's seen mine. I know he'll do whatever he'll do whatever he possibly can, you know, humanly possible for his child, just like he know I do it for mine. So with that, it's like, that shit kind of, you know, that shit, I always thought that shit rubs off on you, you know what I'm saying? But then you got certain individuals just like, man, fuck it. Like, dude, how the fuck are you hanging around us and sit there and not take care of your kid? Don't you get tired of seeing us walking around with our kids all the time?
You would think that would rub off on a motherfucker, but it don't. It just don't.
And now, hold on now, because now we gotta go with these ladies too. Now we gotta go with these ladies because the same reason, you know, the same way, just because the relationship didn't work. That don't mean you got to keep the kid from him and all this shit and, you know, fuck you, you'll never see my kid. And even with that, and I think we've said this before time and time again, you know, that right there, I can't stand a motherfucker to sit there and say, oh, she won't let me see him. What you mean she won't let you see your kid? What, motherfucker, a hurricane ain't going to stop me. What the fuck? You ain't going to see him? What the fuck? Dude, you go to court, you get your motherfucking proper paperwork, she can't stop you.
a lot of people just need to let go of their pride, their anger, you know, and all of that. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know you need help. And I'm coming from a woman's perspective. You know damn well you would love to get you some time to yourself. Why won't you just let the kids go with the father for a little while? And I mean, a week or something, a weekend, for the summer, whatever it could, you know, it could be. You know, I mean, it don't make no sense. You be struggling. A lot of women just be struggling, sitting there struggling with these kids. And, you know, some of them be getting offered help and won't even take it. Because the pride just won't even let you take it because it's from him. Or he over there with his new woman, and now you mad and all this and that. And I was just like, let that stuff go. I'm telling you, your life would be so much better if you let that stuff go and stop trying to, you know, play these kids as pawns and shit like that. Listen, they come get my key. I was like, look, y'all, when did you come? Okay. Okay, as long as that woman ain't doing nothing to my child, I ain't got no problem with her. Okay? And then my kids, I made sure my kids spoke up, so, you know, if something happened, they would tell me. So it wasn't like I worried about nothing like that, so.
And see, here's my thing is, like, now, like you said, you rather sit there and struggle. Now, this boy who needs a father, you want to keep the father out the fucking life, out his life. And now, you know, and I probably catch a lot of flack from what I'm about to say. This is what it's like, I don't need no man. Then it goes down to the next generation, I don't need no man. Now this little boy talking about, I don't even want to be a man. You know, and it just gets like that. I mean, I'm like, okay, I just truly believe that it takes a man to raise a man. I mean, and I'm not saying it in a sense of, because y'all women are some bad motherfuckers. Don't get me wrong. I commend y'all. I mean, to sit there to be a single parent, you know, that, man, to take that type of responsibility on, not give up, keep going, 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 going. Even when the times is hard, you know, the struggle, you don't even know where your next fucking dollar finna come from. You don't even know how you finna put food on the table. A lot of y'all managed to do it. And, man, I commend y'all for it. But then, like the ones that you're talking about, that shit just totally... You know, you got the help right there, but you just saying no because you don't like the new boy, you don't like the new girlfriend. And hell, half the time you left him. You left him, but then you don't like the new girlfriend because you don't like the fact he done moved on, so you can't see the kid. Now this kid got to grow up, and then you spewing so much fucking venom in his fucking ear, his or hers. Hear that he ain't shit, your daddy ain't shit, this, that, and other. Now this kid, now we got this kid who's bitter, angry. What's the first place he's turning to? He ain't got too many options. Streets. He right there. Now he in the streets.
Right. And I hate when people do that because when you saying you hate that person, you know, that child's father, or you hate that child's mother, either way, that is part of the child. That is a reflection of the child. So are you saying you hate part of your child, that part that might act like him or her or something like that? I mean, to me, that's what you are saying when you say you hate that person. Because come on now, when they get to a certain age, they going to act like one of us or going to have personalities from both of us. So what are you saying? You're going to hate part of that child just because they act like that other person?
That's a tough question. No, I'm just playing.
I'm not saying y'all need to get along. You and that person, you and that, you know, your child's mother or your child's daddy may not get along. You may not. Y'all can hate each other all day long, but all I'm saying is, why tell that to the child? Why put that, you know, that child, that's that child's identity that you're hurting.
True.
Because that child
True.
Is part of both of y'all. Not just you,
okay.
because you raised in that person. You know, I think people, you know, I think, some people feel like, oh, well, they going to act more like me because I got them most of the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to tell
nah.
you that is not
nah.
true. That is not true. My son, one of my sons, his daddy went to jail when he was 2 years old. Ain't never seen him after that. Okay? He got ways just like his father. That's just genetics.
I can understand that. But then, like I say, these kids get out here and they get on their own, and now they get to doing this, that, and the other. And, man, it's like, shit, how do we pull them back? That's just like, you know, I've went to my kids' mothers before, and knowing I was didn't write about whatever situation that we was going through, I still might apologize. Like, look, I'm sorry. I apologize. Just so we could just mend the fence, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it had to do to get across where our kids was going to be able to say, okay, there's my mama, there's my daddy. You know, like, man. And like I'm saying, we look in like Columbus, Ohio. How old was she? Was she 14 or 16? How old was that young girl?
I think she was 16, I think.
16 years old, man. Police, she gets gunned down by the police. You know, that right there, and that right there
what?
Is a tragedy in itself. 16 years old, she had a knife. She had a knife,
Whoa.
And
yeah.
they were fighting. And the police did tell her to drop it. You know, he said it multiple times. You know, I know we all want to look at it and be like, oh, this fuck, the police that did it again. I say I might catch a lot of flack for this one. But I don't think the police was, it wasn't an injustice. I mean, it was
no,
sad.
I think it was because, and I'm just going to say this because this happened to me, and that could have been me because that kind of brought back memories. I got a lot of fucked up memories, but when you in a rage, like I was fighting with my son's daddy. We was in Minnesota. And when you are that angry and mad, I mean, we had just got through this big fight. I had a knife in my hand. We was fighting each other. All type of shit was going on. And we ended up outside. I guess people called the police or whatever. The police came. I swear to God. And my friend came out her house. I swear to God, they was talking to me, telling me to drop the knife. And I didn't hear anything they were saying. All I saw was lights in my face. I couldn't hear nothing that they were saying. It's like an out-of-body experience. I can't explain it. I don't know if people understand what I'm saying. But it was just like I was in such a rage, and it was just so much going on in my head. I just couldn't hear anything that they were saying. And the officer was like, the officer had to jump in and was basically like, look, don't shoot. Like, I don't know if they could just see on my face that I was in a daze. See, it didn't hit me in my head. I ain't no telling what the hell. I was just out of it. So it was just like,
okay.
I don't know. I think certain situations, I just don't feel like you had to shoot her. It's just like, was she coming
okay,
at them with the knife? Was she coming at them with the knife? To me,
she was
about
girl.
To cut that girl
now,
up.
Oh, okay, now, Dana, okay, hold on. Dana, you say that he didn't have to shoot four times. That's where he went wrong.
Right.
Okay, Dana, and Father Time said something before we went on the air. And like I said, once again, y'all know we don't see eye to eye. I got to agree with what he said. Now, bro, can you break what you said? Could you break that down? Could you break that down for everybody, what you told me
sure,
when
man.
I said?
Sure. People, y'all have to realize the police is not trained to wound. The police is trained to stop the threat. However many bullets it take to stop the threat, that's what they're going to do. If that means shooting 10 times until that threat is neutralized, they're going to shoot 10 times. They're not going to shoot once and then look and see what happened. They're not going to do that. They're going to shoot until you go down. That's how they're trained.
So
y'all need to get away
gun?
From this. Oh, he could have shot her in the leg. They're not trained to shoot people. They're trained to neutralize the threat. That's it. Point blank. That's how they're trained. They're going to shoot until you fall. I mean, you got to
why couldn't they use a stun gun, though? You could. That could still be accomplished by using a taser.
Okay. Tasers don't always work. I'm pretty sure you've seen videos where people get tased and still come forward. This girl had that knife in her hand. She reached back. Watch the video. Before that cop shot, she reached back. Like she's getting ready to thrust this knife into this woman. His job is not to let that happen. His job is to neutralize the threat. His job is to save that other girl's life, whether she was the aggressor or not. That's his job. She has no weapon. That other girl has a weapon. She's going toward this woman with that weapon. He's going to put her down. That's his job. Y'all got to get away from that. Oh, the police could have just shot. They could have shot in the leg, could have shot in the shoulder. They're not trained to do that. You've never, ever heard a cop shoot a motherfucker in the leg. You ain't never heard that before.
Well, maybe
you heard the
cops
shoot 5, 6, 7, 8 times. They shoot until you fall.
Well, maybe
that's their job.
Well, maybe they need
but that's
to
their job.
Learn new tactics.
Well, you know what? It's a problem. It's a problem now. But if you reverse that, if you was that girl that was about to get stabbed, I guarantee you, she thanking that cop because that cop saved her life. See, people, y'all got to flip it, man. Y'all got to put yourself in the shoes of the other person and then make your comment. Because if he would have shot,
you know
she would have stabbed that girl.
I honestly got to agree with you because, like you just said, I was going just to piggyback on that, y'all right. It was terrible. It was sad. It was a tragedy. But think about if the girl that was about to get stabbed, just think if that was y'all daughter. If that was your daughter.
You'd be praising the police for doing their job.
Yeah, right. You'd be praising them. You'd be like, thank you for saving my daughter because this girl was coming like a maniac. I mean, you know, and like I said, it's not a situation where now that's what she gets. No, we're not saying that by no means. It was a true tragedy. But, you know, once it just goes back to us saying, I mean, 16 years old, and I mean, you see a cop coming, and, you know, you go, well, I'm still going to stab the bitch.
Right,
come
and
on,
she
man.
Knew the cop was there because she pushed the other girl right in front of the cop. And then she was the one that called the police. She called the cops.
The one with the knife called the police?
Yes. She the one called the cops.
Why? So that's why I guess I don't understand. What was the situation going on? How do we know the other person wasn't doing nothing to her to start it in the first place?
Okay, and all right, now.
That's why I said I don't know the whole full story.
I mean, and what you just said, I mean, maybe the other girl was the antagonist. But when the police got there, what he saw was this girl lunging with a knife.
I understand what he saw.
Right.
and that's what I said, because you don't really know the situation. So I feel like before you get to shooting, you know, if you don't know the situation, you just going in. So how do you know you killed the right person?
Well, that's the whole, okay. I understand what you're saying, but that's what I'm saying. Now, had you dropped the knife, he could have found that out. But when you turn around and you look at a policeman and you turn around and you lunge towards another one for another person with a weapon, that's what they got. And I mean, like I said, it's sad. It's a tragedy. But that's what they got to do. You know, and I hate, we're the last people on here that want to say, you know, the way these motherfuckers doing us. But that situation, yeah, hey, Denise, what's happening? It was tragic. But, I mean, you know, you just got to know when to say, okay, let me stop. You know, and like you were saying, the situation that you said you had put yourself in, or that he put you in, you know, somebody got a message. So
that's me, man. People text me about what we talking about.
I mean, tell them, call in, speak on it. I mean, you know, like I said, us looking at it from that angle, man, that's fucked up. That was really fucked up. But like I said, if we was looking at it, if that was our daughter, I bet you that mother's praising that cop.
Oh, no doubt. And you know what the killing part about this whole situation is? It should have never happened, because if you look at that video, it's a bunch of grown motherfuckers out there standing around watching this shit happen. Bunch of them. All you grown-ass motherfuckers, nobody went to break that shit up before it even got that far?
Somebody probably gave it a knife.
Sitting back trying to record some shit instead of getting involved and breaking that shit should have never fucking happened. Grown-ass motherfuckers sitting around watching four or five girls jump on one girl. Nobody want to jump in and break it up. Come on, man. What the fuck is wrong with us?
So that's our problem right there. So the girl with the knife and some other girls were jumping on one girl.
No. The girl with the knife was the one getting jumped. They came to her house. And some of them women was grown. Grown-ass women. Came to that girl's house to jump her. They say she was getting bullied at school anyway. You know what I mean?
So the one with
and I'm
the
assuming
knife, so
that these are the same
right.
girls.
So
they
the
came over
the
there, you know what I'm saying, to do
bullied.
Whatever they were trying to do to her.
So the one with the
but
knife
though,
was getting
man.
Bullied. So she was getting bullied. They came to her house. She's the one who called the police. She's trying to protect herself from all these people dropping her, and she's the one to get killed.
But you got to remember, people are failing to realize the police is not going to let you kill nobody in front of them. They're not going to let her stab that girl.
Right. The police didn't, like I said, I hate to say this, but the police didn't know what was going on. I mean, they don't know the good guy from the bad guy at that point. You got to think about it. You pulling up to a scene. This girl got a knife. And I mean, she makes eye contact with you, like fuck you, and lunges at the girl. The police got to do their job. I mean, that
she left
there.
She left him no.
And I hate
she left him no choice.
They got to do that. Yeah, I ain't even saying that they had to do their job, but
She left man no choice, man. He had no choice but to do what he had to do.
No, I don't agree. I just don't agree because I felt like he had
Let me ask you a question, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if that's me and you out in the street fighting, we going at it, cats and dogs. Police pull up. I run towards you with a knife. Mm-hmm. You look me square in the face. You know I'm finna do some damage. You think the police gonna sit there and let me stab you? They just pulled up. They don't even know what's going on. All they see is me running at you with a knife. Answer the question. It's a yes or no question. Do you think the police gonna let me stab you?
No, I don't think that. I know it's the same situation. I don't feel like they need to shoot. There are other ways to get the situation under control than shooting and killing
people. It's a split second. I'm 1 second from putting this knife in your motherfucking chest. That's how much time that cop got to decide on what he going to do. How am I going to stop this? I jump out the car. I see Kaz running at you with a knife.
Well,
he like 1 second
like
away from actually putting his knife in your chest.
It seemed like
that's
the
how much
cop
time
was
I got to think
to
about
her.
The situation.
No,
but that's how much time
close.
I got. I got a split second to think about, am I going to let this man kill this woman? Or am I going to kill this man?
He wasn't close enough to touch her. He wasn't close enough to grab her. No, Jadine.
No, he couldn't grab her.
He couldn't grab her. He couldn't tackle her. He couldn't do none of that. And like I said, it's killing me to say this, but like I said, if that was my daughter, I mean, Denise, I see you say, you know, he fired 4 times. Now, like Tom was saying earlier, their job is to put you down, you know, and who's to say if he used that taser, she still wouldn't have got that swing off. You know,
I'm looking at it as that's my daughter getting bullied too. So because if that's the case, I didn't raise
he
my
didn't
daughter
know that
to,
though,
go to go to people. I know he didn't
You're not,
know that. Well, what I'm saying is, I didn't raise my daughters to go to people's houses jumping in with 5 other people in the first place. So if they were to do something like that, I would have to understand that my child shouldn't have been at that in the first place. No, I wouldn't have wanted my child to die. But if my child did some stuff like that against somebody else, that's just like if somebody going out killing people, and that's my child. I'm still going to love my child. No, my child shouldn't be. But if something happens to him from the things that he's out there doing or he or she's out there doing, then I'm going to be sad that something happened to him, but those are the consequences when you go out and do things that we shouldn't be doing.
All right, and for all practical purposes, you're right about that. But what I'm saying is this, is that, and like I said, if you don't know what's going on and you see some girl wielding a knife, you know what I'm saying? He had to react. But now this just goes back to like we were saying earlier. I mean, these situations, like Tom said, you had all these fucking adults out here. It shouldn't have had to get that fucking far. Like these adults was right there egging it on, you know. And that's what I'm saying. Like as we was talking about earlier, that's what the fuck wrong with us now. Our mothers are. If a parent came outside while we was fighting, they broke that fight up. They popped you across your head. They popped them across their head. Y'all sit y'all ass down. They don't sit there and tell you, oh yeah, we finna come whoop this. You know, you might have had a very few of them that acted ignorant like that as I was growing up, but the good definitely outweighed the bad, us growing up. But, I mean, now, shit, I mean, But I perfect situation. My daughter got jumped. My daughter got jumped at the school, right? And, you know, they called me and they was like, well, you know, the girl jumped, you know, it was about five or six of them. They jumped your daughter and her friend. Okay. I get up to the school. I want to talk to the parent. Now, the girl that was with my daughter, her mother came up there. Man, they was, I mean, I'm like, look, let's get the parents in here. Let's get the parents in here, and let's all sit these kids down and just try to tell them, you know, all right, this shit wrong, you know. But then everybody was ready to fight. Everybody was ready to fight. You know what I'm saying?
The parents?
They talking about they finna come up there after school and jump on the girls and this, that. Y'all finna jump on some 13, 14-year-old girls? I mean, you know, let's sit them down and talk this out. Let's tell them why jumping each other and fighting each other, because y'all ain't fighting over shit. Y'all ain't fighting over a goddamn thing. Y'all, they fighting over because this boy like that girl. And that other girl like that boy. You know what I'm saying? So y'all sitting over there, and then after y'all keep, we supposed to tell them, you know what? After y'all do all that fighting, that little boy going to go over there and talk to that other girl over there. So y'all fighting for nothing. But no, everybody in this motherfucker want to fight. Ain't nobody kid wrong.
Yeah, that's got a lot to do with it, too. Your kid ain't there. I don't give a fuck what your kid do. That motherfucker ain't never wrong.
I mean, and that's
it wasn't like that in my house.
And as we talking earlier, you know, me and you, Janine, was talking earlier, that's the problem. That's the problem. We ain't, you know, it's like, we're not even, you know, not us, but, you know, us as a generation, we ain't even raising these kids right. But then when some shit like this happens, then everybody want to point the finger. You know, like y'all said, that shit shouldn't even get that far. Because, I mean, I finally watched the whole video, and y'all was right. Because, see, at first, all I saw was the picture. But when I finally watched the video, man, all these grown-ass people out here watching these kids fight.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them out there, man. Most of them recording.
Okay, my man.
Shit up.
T.D. Brown say, should have tased her. And once again.
He don't have time. People, come on, y'all. He don't have time. She has a deadly weapon. She's getting ready to kill this girl. He ain't got time to be using no damn taser. That may or may not work.
There have been many people who survived a stab wound, okay? So, you know,
it has been many people that died from a single stab wound also.
And many people that got tased and walked towards the police while he was tasing.
And that's a grown man. This is a child.
How old?
What you say? 16?
She wasn't younger than that.
She wasn't little by no means.
No, she was a big girl. I mean, as soon as the cop got on the scene, she had already pushed one girl down that right in front of the police. So she know the cops was there.
But
she pushed that girl down and ran straight toward that other girl with a knife.
But they were jumping her, so she had to have went back into
the
house. Because where'd she get a knife from? I understand they don't know. I understand they do not know. I get that. All I'm saying is sometimes it just don't have to go that far. It don't have to be so where they just die, you know, in the pursuit when they the ones who fucking call the police. Everybody
you know
don't got to die at a situation like that. I just don't feel like that. Hell,
and,
white motherfucker shoot. shoot up whole
now, see, that, 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 hold on, stop. Before you, see, you make it a black and white issue, and this right here, what do you, and you got to look at it. Like I said, it was a fucked up thing to happen, but then it all goes back to these damn, you know, man, we got to get a hold of our kid. That's the bottom line. We got
to
get a hold of our kid.
I'm not trying to make it a white and black thing. I'm just saying it can be done. It can be done when they want it to be done. That's all.
Okay,
that's all I'm saying. It can be done.
Okay.
They could bring people
okay.
in safely when they want to.
All right, but I mean, like I said, we can agree to just disagree on this one, because I'm not gonna lie to you. If that was my daughter, I would be thanking that policeman. I'm not gonna lie to you.
So would I.
Now I know on the other side of the fence, yeah. Fuck him, I hate him. But then if I was on that side, yes, I would be back. Because, I mean, that girl had, I mean, right, wrong, and indifferent. She was going to gut her like a fish. And my whole thing is, if you would have dropped that knife, I don't think he'd have shot. But then, like I said, we got so much. They dying like it's a badge of honor. You know, like you got these kids out here, like, you know, where they keep thinking that, you know, like this is how it's supposed to go. You know, like,
you know,
oh. Go ahead.
It was like I was telling you earlier, man. That's how we're raised now, man. We are raised to fight the police. It doesn't matter what the situation is. If you black and you have any kind of confrontation with the police, you're defiant automatically. No matter what, you're defiant. I mean, the motherfucker could be pulling you over just, hey, you got a bunch of taillights. Hey, fuck you, man. Why the fuck you pull me over, man? This some bullshit, man. No, fuck that shit, man. Fuck you, fuck your mama, fuck your daddy, fuck everybody, motherfucker. Give me my ticket so I can go, man. But no, we got to be defiant. We got to cut the police out. Fuck the police. And that shit is getting us fucking killed. Like I told you earlier, man,
that,
if you think
that
about
is
it,
not why they
90% of these police-involved shootings is because we didn't comply.
Wow. Think it's our own fault. And probably 50% of those, they shouldn't have pulled them over in the first place.
Let me finish, Janine. I'm not saying all the cases. I'm saying most of the cases, when them videos come out, what do? We trying to run away like the dude they just killed up here. They get ready to handcuff him. What'd he do? He break away. He jump in his car. I mean, come on, dude. You cold. They got you outside the car getting ready to cuff you. Just go. Nope. You want to break away. You want to jump in the car. You trying to take off. They accidentally shot you, whatever. But that's what we do. That's how we're raised nowadays. We are raised to defy the police no matter what the fuck the situation is. No matter what, we are going to resist. We're going to resist arrest. That's just what we do. 30 years ago, it wasn't like that.
Well, like I said, and when you said that earlier, what about the guy who that was in uniform? He didn't do nothing wrong.
True that, and I agree with you, but I also told you, I'm not saying all. I'm saying about 90% of these cases that you see when a video come out, we're always resisting. And every time we resist as black folks, that shit goes up a fucking notch. We're giving them a reason to kill us. We are giving them that reason. As soon as we reach, they're going to kill us.
The reason why we're getting killed is because we're black. It don't matter
exactly.
if we're compliant or not.
That's my whole point.
It's because I just saw a video of if you want to make it a black or white thing, I just saw a video of a white man who he was talking just as clear, just as like, he's no, I'm not getting out the car, and no, this and that. He's like, oh, well, I'm about to politely put my hand back on the wheel, and he politely just pulled the fuck off. And he did not get shot.
No. You're missing the key ingredient. You missed the key ingredient, Janine. He pulled a gun.
He had a gun, too. That's right. He sure did. Had a gun, too. And would not get out the car, would not comply. But that's what we're saying. It still should be the same, but either or.
What I'm saying is when black people resist, it instantly goes up a notch. Instantly. We all know this. There's so much evidence out there. Look at all the videos out there when black folks get killed by the police. We are always resisting. 90% of the time, we resist. And as soon as we resist, that gives them a reason to shoot us. That's all I'm saying.
Denise, I can agree with you.
When it comes to black folks, when we resist, they're going to shoot us. When it comes to white folks, they're going to take that shit down a notch. But when it's us, we're giving them permission to shoot us as soon as we resist. The minute we resist, they pulling their guns. Every fucking time. But we're still resisting, and they're still killing us. Quit resisting. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because when you resist, you're instantly going to get shot.
Denise said yes, but why do we resist?
I don't know, Denise, you tell me.
Not to be compliant, 9 times out of 10, you're doing something wrong anyway, but then you want to resist. Okay, so she's agreeing with you.
Well, I mean, let's look at all the brothers that's in jail.
Okay.
Most of them didn't resist, and they're still living. Hey, you got me, I'm caught. All right, fuck it. You got me. Let me go ahead and do this time, and that's it. They didn't resist. They went on ahead and did their time like a man. But nowadays, we have to resist. It's like part of our DNA. We got to resist because all the shit that's going on in the United States, but all that shit's going on because we resisting, and we still resisting, and we still getting killed.
I just feel like it's more of we feel threatened, so we're not going to comply. Because they come out the gate threatening us. And even if we are going to comply, like I got pulled over for a speeding ticket. I knew I was speeding. I ain't got no problem with accepting my ticket. But you come to the car in a threatening manner, as if you already going to shoot me. I got one on one side of the car, the other one on the other side of the car. Already got his gun out. What do I look threatening? Like, what did I do to make you even pull your gun out in the first place?
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. You threatening me from the very beginning.
Wait a minute, hold on, y'all. I got the audio to when the white guy got pulled over. Let me see if it'll play. Let's see.
There's rights. Get out. There are rights into this.
Do you have a concern?
There are rights there.
Oh, man.
He's not going to show off the car.
So. Okay. That's all right. Just keep an eye on him. You got the right to. Just put your hands on the steering wheel.
No.
Hey, get out of the car, man. You got a gun right there.
Whoa.
Get out of the car.
There's rights.
Get out.
There are rights
into
this.
Do
it's open, but my hands are up. My hands are up. No,
no, you got
a body cam. You have a body cam, sir?
Put your hands over your eyes.
Do you have a body cam?
Put your hand over your eyes.
Do you have a body cam, sir?
Put your hands over your eyes.
Yeah, you
I will send this dog on you.
I will shoot.
Hey,
you do.
Don't.
Hey, 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 you. Put your hand. You have rights, too. You have rights, too.
Don't you dare.
You have right to get
don't you dare.
You need a constitution. You know that.
Right, you
whoa.
Have a weapon,
hey, hey,
okay?
Yes,
don't.
I do. And
don't.
What I need you to
don't.
Do.
Hey,
you
oh,
guys
listen.
Are driving me on. This is also a
okay.
constitutional body cam. Body cam request. Can you quit yelling so I can talk to you?
Give me more units right
okay.
now.
I need you to relax for real. I will shoot you if it's possible. That's a threat and hope that you have no body cam. You know this?
He has a body
cam. My hands are open.
You need to get out of the car
no,
so
I do
you
not.
Can remove
I
from
do
that
not.
Weapon.
You cannot. No, it is constitutionally owned. I see that.
You have a concealed carry permit.
It's not concealed. Yes,
you
it is. You see the weapon. It's right there.
Don't
body
do
cam.
It.
Body, I
okay.
Cam. What are you afraid of?
Do
don't
it.
Do it.
I have to do anything. Do me a favor. Just please step out of the car. That's all we're asking you to do.
Oh, you're asking me to cut you?
Yes.
Yes. Conceal your weapons, please.
No.
Please not act civilly. Please not how we act civilly. You know
sir.
This. Right eye. Right
sir.
Eye.
You got cover?
No. Just,
yes, we do.
Don't. Just please.
You have body cam.
Please.
You have body cam.
Don't.
You have
don't.
Don't.
Don't. Don't.
Do
it. Don't.
You know that.
Please.
I need you to get out of the car.
Out. Get out.
Hey, that's the double blue, sir. Are you going to shoot me on double blue?
Just relax.
No, just relax. Hey,
just please
right
get out of the car.
There's rights to this. You know there's
okay.
rights to
listen,
this.
Listen, we can figure this out.
We can talk about this, okay?
Oh,
right now,
about this.
We can't
listen.
Talk about it with you not listening to us.
Just, we're not listening
okay.
to you first with the driver.
All I'm asking you to do.
You're violating my rights. Let go of me.
You just put your hand on a gun,
sir.
Whoa. No, you pulled a gun on me unconstitutionally.
Please.
And I did my in response.
We don't want
please.
To do this, man.
Just
okay?
get out of the car. I'm just asking. We'll get this figured out. Just come out
okay,
and get out of the car.
Release me now.
You can't do that.
Release
okay.
it. I have Second Amendment rights.
Okay. Just get out of the car. Come on. Come back here.
Excuse
we'll talk
me.
About it.
This right here is the reason
we'll get
myself cast doctrine. You know that.
We'll get this figured out. Don't do it. Please. Just
here,
come on.
Get out of the car, sir.
Just get out of the car. Just
get
step out.
Down.
No. Just
yeah.
step out.
Out the
just step out of the car. Don't do it.
Get out of the car.
You're on double blue. You know what's going to happen, right?
Just stop.
You need to get out of the car. That's a lawful order. You're going to go to
what
jail.
What, a gunfight? Oh, take me to jail then. Go ahead.
Just come
right
on.
You're obstructing.
I can't.
No, you're obstructing. You're pointing a gun at me, sir. Right now my license is threat.
Okay. Well, we have
I see body cam on this, sir. I'm just going to drive away. I'm not going to bother anybody.
No, you're
hands
not.
On the seat.
Don't do this. Don't do it. Don't.
And drove the fuck away.
You said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put my hands on the wheel.
And drive away.
And I'm just going to drive away. That's exactly what the fuck
drove,
he did.
And drove smooth the fuck away.
All right. No gunshots were fired. Nothing happened. You know, that they go through all that. And can be and let this man drive off, and that's not a problem. There was no death. Tired of people always acting like we deserve it. We deserved what we got because we did this and that.
You know what?
Because ain't nobody perfect. Nobody is perfect. I don't feel like other people have the right to kill other people. I don't care who you are.
I mean, right.
And they just feel like they've been given this power to do, you know, and a lot of them were abused and bullied themselves. So they use, you know, being police officers to bully others.
I totally agree with that. I agree with you 120%. But I think what Tyron was trying to say is that we all know what the situation is. We all know.
Right.
We all know that, you know, we know it's white privilege. We know that.
Right.
We know that. You know, and at times, like what that right there is a perfect example. See, they can get away with that shit. They gonna let them get away with that shit. But soon as we do it, These motherfuckers are going to lock and load and let our ass have it. So I think, and I agree with a lot of y'all that, you know, a lot of times you can be in a situation where, you know, you said all the right things, you did all the right things, and they still are assholes. Totally understand that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a black man. I'm a 47-year-old black man from the project. Do y'all know how many? I mean, shit. I can't even write down how many times I got pulled over. Motherfucking police to talk shit to me. In some cases, did I talk back? Yeah. Some cases, nah, I ain't say shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just, I think sometimes you just got to know when you can. I mean, you gotta monitor your situation. And I think what Tom is trying to say, a lot of the youth, they don't monitor the situation. You know, it's just like, okay, wah, 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 wah. You know, every time, and I guess every time ain't this, you know, this mass thing where it's like everybody, you know, like was it last summer? The young man that got killed in Indianapolis where he was on Facebook, you know, he's driving, he's running for the police. And I mean, we all knew that situation wasn't going to end, right? We knew it. You know, we had did the show that day, and everybody, you knew it wasn't going to end right. But then everybody wanted to say that, you know, it was wrong. I mean, I think we look at it as, like, we used to get fucked over. We used to get fucked over bad. Like, we really did used to get fucked over. I mean, young black, especially coming from where we came from, a motherfucker, you didn't stand a chance. And we had fucking black police, and they was worse than the white ones.
So now I think what we gotta rob me.
Right. So I think in our mind, we looking at this like through our eyes, but and a lot of times we gotta look at and take account of what the fuck these kids are really doing. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't always, you know, look at the house. You already know. You know, it's not like we look at it like we got fucked over, y'all. If you in your 40s, if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, you got your ass fucked over by the police. Bad. But no fucking reason.
So do you think
that
trickled down to the kids? Because our generation got fucked over so bad that we instilled that in the kids to not respect the police. Do you think that?
Well, that's what Thomas said. Thomas said this generation has been, well, I want to put words in your mouth. What did you say again, Thomas?
That's how we've been trained.
It's to train the kids because, you know, fuck them motherfuckers. They say something, fuck them. And, you know, that ain't all, because we just used to get our ass whooped. We used to get our ass whooped. They gunning them now. They killing our kids now. They killing them. They not
but
taking
you know
those
what?
Black
let me,
eyes.
Let me say this, man. Let me say this. Nowadays, every time the police kill somebody black, we want to protest and all that shit. But everybody ain't innocent. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because if you know, we so quick, as soon as we hear the word police kill black man, we so quick to think negative. All these, all this. But we don't know the whole situation. What if that motherfucker was shooting back at the police? But didn't nobody know that part? We didn't know that part at the beginning. You know what I'm saying? You shoot at the police, they shoot back, kill you. All you hear is police kill another black man. Why? Why? I mean, it's a lot of innocent people get killed by the police. Bunch of them. But there's also a bunch of motherfuckers out there that be shooting at the police, too. But then when they get killed, we don't hear about they shooting at the police. All we hear is police kill another black man. That's all we hear. All I'm saying is before we jump down, before we jump on the police and all this shit, we need to get the facts first. And then when the facts come out, if it's time to jump on the police, then do what you got to do. But you know what I'm saying? 'Cause everybody know a killer. Everybody know a motherfucker that had to kill somebody. Everybody do. Now, if he get killed by the police, what they going to say?
Wow, that nigga had it coming.
He had it coming. I'm just saying, man, we need to get the facts first before we just start condemning motherfuckers, because I have no love for the police. Motherfuckers robbed me. They shot my brother like 12 times. I have no love for the police. I am not a police guy. I'm not. But with a motherfucker breaking in your house, you ain't got no heat. Who you going to call? You need them motherfuckers then. Until you need them, it's fuck them. I just think that's a fucked up train of thought. But now taking mine, I want to make sure everybody notice, I have no love for the police. I've never dialed 911 a day in my life. Never will. But at the same time, I mean, you got to have ball of facts before you condemn a motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
They said if the police was on you, you did something. I'm not going to say every time I did something, you know, because I actually got pulled over, me and Mr. Charlie, and I think I said this before on the show. We actually got pulled over, and they said that we broke into a gun store and stole all the guns. We fit the description. Well, when they put me in the back seat, and they were writing my name, and I heard the dispatcher come over the radio and say, once again, it was a robbery at a place called 500 Guns. And once again, the description are two white males. Two white males. I looked at the police. I said, is this the same thing you holding us for? Man, motherfucker threw the pen down like, bitch, like, your big-ass mouth. Nah, they had us for being two white males. I don't think me or Mr. Charlie could ever pass two white males. Motherfucker, uncuff them and let us go. But, oh, they gave us a hard one. Ran our names. Dude, had cuffs on us tight, had the dogs in the car, whole 9 yards.
They just used them as excuses so they could racial profile people. So if y'all believe,
you
want to sit out there and believe that they have a reason to pull people over all the time, that is just not the case.
No, but see, here's my thing. We could have, motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. But, man, these motherfuckers, you know, just like, I'm just going to beat them at their own game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when they said it, I could have been like, motherfucker, let me up out this motherfucker. You know, motherfucker,
right.
Well, now what else going to get me?
That's the problem right there. That's the problem. You did. I'm glad you did what you did, because if they pulled you over for no reason, they wanted you to escalate some shit.
Yeah, or they thought they was gonna find something. They hoped
right.
that they're going to pass on. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, to, justify what they did.
They kick that shit to another notch. They like, oh, yeah, this will be one of it anyway. Talk shit, motherfucker. Come.
No, I can actually laugh about this part right now. Yeah, they ran our names and everything. They ran our names whole 9 yards. And they say, oh, you know, they pulled over. Where the weed at? They like, where's the marijuana? I said, I don't know. I don't smoke. They looked at Mr. Charlie. Say, where's the marijuana? He said, oh, shit, I smoked that hours ago. it's like, what? Oh, you're right. Now, Joy said, and all that is an ongoing problem. You're right. It is an ongoing problem. But us, every time, I mean, like I said, I could have handled that. I could have went off and started acting the fool in that car. Let me out, motherfucker. Y'all motherfuckers know y'all fucking with us. But then, like I said, I knew what they were doing. They were racially profiling. We were right by the Speedway, right by the racer track. You know, like I say, you knew damn well we didn't break in no goddamn gun store. You know, yeah, y'all saw two black males. You know, y'all thought that we was going to act a fool and y'all was going to have a reason to do whatever y'all wanted to do to us. And surprisingly enough, now, I'm not going to lie to you. I am not going to lie to you. I thought Mr. Charlie was going to act a goddamn fool. I did. I'm looking at him like, we going to go to jail. We on this dark-ass road. We going to get fucked up. But he knew, and Mr. Charlie being the type of person he is, he's a ticking time bomb ready to explode any damn way. But for him to say, you know what, let me play this cool too, you know, it's just all about not in all cases, because there's been times where I just sat there and been, yes, sir, and no, sir, and the motherfucker still grabbed me by my neck. You know, so I'm not going to say that you can talk your way out of any and everything. But then, like I said, I think that us, like I said earlier, we so fucked up by what them motherfuckers done did to us that, yeah, like y'all said, our generation didn't distill in there, fuck y'all. But then you got to understand that a lot of times these kids are telling them, these police, fuck y'all for the wrong reason. Now, if it's a travesty of justice, then okay, then yeah, fine, very well. But then if you didn't rob the motherfucker or shot at a motherfucker or didn't beat the shit out of a motherfucker, the police coming behind you and you got a gun and all that shit, man, put the fucking gun down. I mean, you know, then the first thing, oh, they didn't shot Ricky. They didn't shot Richard. And they shot Taquan.
Yep.
Well, what did Ricky Richard, and Taquan
do? People need to realize, man, that, you know, them motherfucking cops, them motherfuckers want to go home too, man. That's why they so quick to shoot nowadays, man. You know what I'm saying? They already scared. Half of them already scared of the motherfuckers. But still, though, man, you know, the motherfuckers want to go home. So you give them any motherfucking reason. Give them any reason, and they going to pull that motherfucking trigger.
But that's what we said. That's not true. That's not true. They pull the trigger for us. So say that. They pull the trigger for us because they afraid of us. I'm just saying, they don't do that for any other race. They don't do that for any other race. They do that to us. They are afraid of us.
Who else I'm talking about? Janine, who else I'm talking about?
I'm talking about the Asians and the Germans.
I'm talking about black folks.
Dana says, shit, we want to go home too. Shit, you're goddamn right. And that's exactly why I did what I did that night, because I wanted to go home that night. I didn't want to go to jail, and I damn sure didn't want to go to that morgue.
Well, I'm just saying, man, we need to get our kids together. You know what I'm saying? You know, nobody teaches the word. You know what word is missing nowadays? Respect. The word respect. Nobody teach their kids to respect shit nowadays.
I got to agree with you, though.
If I did some shit in front of your mama was quick to chastise motherfucker. And my mama was the same way with you. You don't have that shit nowadays, man. They don't even respect their own parents.
That's true.
So you and then you put them on the street. Oh, they definitely ain't respecting the shit in the street. If you can't respect your own mama, you damn sure ain't gonna respect me. I'm a stranger. You know what I mean? That's the word that's missing, man. These parents nowadays. You know, and I'm talking about our kids, because our kids are parents now. They don't teach the word respect, man. You're supposed to respect your elders, no matter what the fuck they do. You still, you can cuss them out, but they might not hear you. You know, it's plenty of times I cuss my mom out. She ain't never heard not one word I ever said. But I cuss her ass out 100 fucking times. She just never knew. It was a respect thing. Now, these little motherfuckers, man, are fucking terrible. And I drive a school bus. These motherfuckers are horrible.
Man.
I mean, man, Davies, man. You
already
put
no,
your deep up in their ass.
And that's the whole thing, man. We got to get – and see, everybody, you know, I got my grandson with me this week, man. And – you know what, man? It was so refreshing and so good. I woke up and he was watching YouTube. And I'm like, oh, shit, what the fuck is he watching? And he watched Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, PJ Masks. No, I know this shit because he's just been watching it all week. Just a bunch of kids stuff, man.
PJ Masks?
I don't know.
I haven't even heard that, bro.
That's his guy, Catboy.
Right.
And no, but it, you know what? It felt so good because I know kids that's his age. My grandson's 5 years old, and he really don't know all those rap songs and all that type of stuff. He don't sit there and sing little whoever shit. I don't know. You know, he's being a kid. You know, but, you know, he's showing me how to do the Ninja Turtle flips. Fuck my back up trying to do that shit. Yeah, right, kid shit.
But that's like me riding the bus, and I got two preschoolers talking about, hey, man, you see what happened on Power last night? What? What are you doing watching Power?
Right. And that's what I'm saying, man. And it was just so refreshing that I sat down and watched the shit with him. You know, man, we didn't had a marathon, man. We didn't watch all the he's in school. He's in school, but we didn't had a marathon. We didn't watch the Avengers. We didn't watch you know all the cartoons he want to watch. You know, because that was so refreshing to me. That, like, wow, man, this little dude, he might remind me of me. Shit, all I want to do is play with my toys. You know what I'm saying? He didn't, you know, if we have a zombie apocalypse, yeah, he probably know what the fuck to do about that. But, shit, he ain't finna grab his little gun and I'm finna go outside and shoot the next door neighbor fucking and hold my dick and file for blood. Nah. You know what I'm saying? But you got it's crazy, man. But these little kids, I mean, dude, I work in the maintenance field, so I see these little kids every day. I see these little kids getting off the bus, man. Fuck you and blah 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 blah, and man, knowing the whole goddamn song to these little motherfuckers, and you know, man, cause what I don't even want to say it wrong. Is it? What's the guy? What's the one that just passed? Lil Vaughn, Young Vaughn. You know what I'm saying? Hey, oh, we riding out for that motherfucker on Nation. On what Nation, you little bastard? Get your little ass in the house. Come on, on Nation. You know what I'm saying?
And I told you, I heard a third grader tell a teacher to suck his dick. Just like that. Third grade. Suck my dick.
That's why I couldn't be no teacher.
I
would have been got fired.
I would have got fired.
Oh, them kids would have got a whooping. Look, him right. For saying it and all the words that laughed. Y'all would have got a whooping.
Because,
too.
You know, they was like, ooh. I'm whooping every kid up in here.
Everybody in the class going to get a whooping.
But see, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, We got to grab them, man. It's like these little motherfuckers, they so, you know what I'm saying? Little motherfucker, what were we talking about? The little 13-year-old dude, the little guy got killed. I can't remember where he was at. But it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and he outside. You 13.
That was Chicago.
What you doing?
That was Chicago.
What the fuck you doing outside at 13?
He was actually shooting at people.
Shooting at motherfuckers. That's crazy, man. I mean, you know, you, but then, you know, everybody wanna, oh my God, the police, they killed it. Oh, you should even, 13, you supposed to be, what, the 6th, 7th grade? 8th, what, something like that? You ain't even supposed to be outside that late.
Well,
now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and say I never climbed out the window. I have. I have climbed out the window, but it was different times back then. But, like, man, like, you just don't know, man. And then these little motherfuckers got both. These motherfuckers walking around with fucking, you know, we grown up, motherfucker had a 38. This is the baddest motherfucker on the block. He got a 38. Shit, these motherfuckers got fucking AKs. Yeah, right, but then the parent want to holler, scream, and cry. You know what I'm saying? But then you know your baby out there. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we did a lot of dirt. I'm not going to sit here and say I did my fair share of dirt, but you know what I'm saying? Nothing my mother ever condoned. To this day, my mother don't know. My mother don't know one third of the stuff I did. You know what I'm saying? And the little shit that she heard about, she ain't going to believe it.
Yeah, you can't say nothing negative about me to my mama. My mama ain't going to believe none of that shit.
But, dude, here's the thing. You got a motherfucking kid out here, 13, 12, 13, that's selling dope, and the mama know it. And ain't said shit. But he going to do what he going to do.
That's because he paying the bills. She ain't paying no bills since she started selling. So she going to encourage that shit. How much you make? How much we make today?
Baby, right, that
baby,
shit is.
Can you go to the store and get this for me, baby?
But then, soon as something happened, then it's my baby. But dude, come on, man, we gotta grab these kids, man. We gotta tell them like, hey. You know, you got to stop beating the fuck out these motherfuckers again. They talk about make America great again. Make ass whoopers great again. Stop fucking these kids up. Shit, that's how we used to get fucked up.
What'd you say? Make ass whoopers great again?
Hell yeah, shit. I mean, shit. And I said, it ain't the motherfucker. ain't a motherfucker on this panel right now that's right ain't get fucked up.
Oh, that's a good one, man. That shit like you brought a tear to my eye. Make an ass look great.
Yeah, shit. Dana. Dana say, wait a minute. These kids will kill you faster than a grown person. Kids have no fear of
consequences.
So true.
That
I call
so
these little motherfuckers. I call them the kamikaze kids because they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, these motherfuckers, they don't give a fuck about going to prison. Nothing, man. They don't care about
shit. I call these little bastards the kamikaze clique. Because these little motherfuckers, man, they don't give a fuck, dog. And they don't even give a fuck about going to prison.
I wanted to be the baddest motherfucker out there. But shit, prison? Nah, fuck that. I'm going to go ahead and go to class today, man. Fuck that. I ain't going to jail. Fuck that. I can't do it, man. I ain't built for that shit.
These motherfuckers nowadays,
they will kill 100 motherfuckers and won't give a fuck.
And we'll walk around, and here's the thing, walk around with the same gun that they killed these motherfuckers with.
They don't care, man. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck.
My man, TB Brown said, hey, I'm whooping ass. I'll take that charge. Hey, fuck that ass shit. Make ass whoop is great again. Shit.
Didn't one of y'all play that video that it was like kids going around saying what was the most fucked up shit you ever did?
Yeah, that was me.
And all that shit them kids were saying, I was like, what in the fuck is going on?
Did you hear some of the shit they was saying?
I told you.
They was
doing
foul ass shit to their mamas.
One of my little cousins, I asked my little cousin too. He said that was just a school joke. It went viral. They would just see who could make up the craziest story.
Oh, they was trying to say it wasn't true.
Well, I would hope what my little cousin said wasn't true. We need to discuss some shit.
Oh, one of them was your cousin?
Yeah, one of them was my little cousin.
Oh, goodness. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you said that, man, because if some of that shit was true they were saying, man. If one of my kids is on, I don't give a fuck if that shit was a joke. I'm beating your ass as soon as you get your crib.
All right. Why is your mind even thinking that way?
Right.
Even if it ain't true.
Right.
Well, exactly.
Nah.
I'm beating your ass.
Yeah. Now, Denise said, but what does they have to look forward to? The mama smoking weed with different boyfriends coming in the house. They do everything around the kids, no guidance.
I mean, that's true. Sometimes people only know their environment where they come from, and they don't see what the potential could be for themselves. So they fall into that same, you know, I call it a trap. They fall into that same trap. It becomes a cycle sometimes.
Yeah, that's true, but here's the thing, and it's like, you know, and I think, like I said, I know a couple of people that's on here, you know, that, you know, we all grew up around each other, you know, nobody's parents were millionaires, you know, they did what the fuck they could, but, you know, like right now, I guess it was us. You know, we were so hell bent though. Well, you know, I ain't gonna do my kids the way we got done. You know, motherfuckers ain't getting no big yank jeans. Shit, them motherfuckers don't even know what. You know, and my kids said, shit, I don't know no other shoe but Jordan. What? I thought about it like, damn. I was buying these motherfucking kids Jordan since they came out the moon. So now that's what it was just expected. Like, okay, I got to have Jordans. I got to have them.
You
know,
okay.
And for the most part, they got them. They got them. I'm not going to sit there and lie to you. I bought them all the time. They wanted the Jordans, I bought them. But, you know, at the same time, motherfucker did try to distill some morals and values in them. You know, my kids, I got daughters. So I'm going to say the my kids are brats. You know, that's pretty much my thing. My kids are spoiled brats. But nah, I mean, I can't see my, you know, my daughter all, what up, nigga? Fuck you. Fuck me. Yeah, all right. You know, I see they got this little video going around with the little kid say something, fuck you. And then they wake him up and be like, hey, wake up. Yeah, you got knocked the fuck out for talking crazy. And then they say you buy a non-name brand shoe nowadays, they kill you. Or here's the thing, I mean, that's fucked up. But these motherfuckers would commit suicide over some shit like that. These motherfuckers would try to commit suicide because they didn't get that name brand shit. I'm going to kill myself if I don't get the new Jordans. Shh. I could see me saying that shit to my mama now.
Mom. Oh, your mama and tell her to get a black dress because you ain't getting it.
Yeah, I can see why I'm not. I'm gonna kill myself if I ain't get no Levi's. Hey, well, we gonna bury you in them big Yanks I just bought your ass from Zayas.
Hey, but let me say this, man. Now, Janine, you said it's all about the environment. I don't believe that. I'm not a firm believer. I'm not a believer of that. You know what I'm saying? You're a product of your environment. I don't believe that. I grew up in Navajo Projects. You know what I'm saying? For people that don't listen to the show, probably one of the toughest places in the city of Gig. But guess what? I ain't never been to prison. None of that. I don't have no felonies, none of that. But that was a part of my environment.
But
you know what I'm saying? But I escaped that environment without having to go through all that.
Well, I mean, and I commend you, but did something happen to turn you away because, you know,
no,
just me. The situation. No, I'm just saying. You could have started down that path and something happened to make you think, like, okay, this is not the life I want to live. Sometimes people get that click and be like, okay, this is not how I should be living. So you saying none of your environment affected nothing that you did growing up.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
All I'm saying
you
is
know what?
I made the choice
right.
to not do that bullshit. You
no,
know what I'm saying?
You did some shit that if you got caught, your ass was going to jail. Yeah, you did do some shit. But you had to realize. But no, I'm just saying. But, like, you know what? I think even back then, like, even in the early 90s, and I'm going to say something. And hey, Denise, and Tama, this is going to really fuck you up. She probably don't remember us, but I remember her. Remember we used to call her the popsicle lady?
Yeah, yeah.
The lady that lived next to me. That's Denise that's been posting these pictures on that's posted in the whatchamacallit. Denise, I used to be your next door neighbor when you moved to Ivanhoe. When you stayed, I'm not trying to put
that's
your business out there, nothing like that. But when you moved to Ivanhoe, I was your next door neighbor. And I'm only saying this in a sense.
That is a popsicle.
Yeah. And I'm only saying this because one night, I don't know what, I can't even remember. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know, man. I just went in a rage about something. I don't know what the fuck happened. I went in this rage. Dude, I was mad. I remember I stormed out the back door. And I had my gun in my hand. I wish I could remember what the fuck happened. But Denise walked outside. And she was like, "You okay?" And she talked to me for about 15 to 20 minutes and calmed me down. Like, she didn't even know what the fuck I was mad about. But she just kept telling me, whatever it was, it ain't that bad. It ain't that bad for you to do something to get, you know, yourself in trouble.
Well,
you know
she's probably
saying?
Mad right now. She's probably mad right now because she like, these motherfuckers used to call me the popsicle lady?
Yeah, she always had the popsicles. I'll be grown ass like, "Hey, you got one of the popsicles?"
She's probably like, "Damn, I ain't know that shit, the popsicle lady." So I'm known as the popsicle lady throughout this whole motherfucker.
Right, but no, but that just like just goes to show like the current. She didn't have to say shit to me. She could have just stayed in her motherfucking. And matter of fact, I remember because she came out with a gown on. That kind of made me stop right there because she had this gown on. I'm like, Like, I listened. But nevertheless, she could have just let me keep walking because I was walking to my car because I parked in the parking lot for whatever odd reason. I don't know what the fuck I was so mad about. But I remember I came out the back door. I had my gun in my hand. I don't know what the fuck happened. And she stopped me. She stopped me and was just like, "Man, whatever you about to do, it ain't that bad." And she talked to me for like 15 to 20 minutes. And you know what? That conversation that you gave me that night could have saved my life. Probably did. And we sorry for calling you the popsicle lady. Well, you know what? But that's what I said. She probably never even knew that this was us. Like, they're little bad motherfuckers. But like I said,
well,
I mean, but now
sometimes people don't get them conversations, or you know, some
right.
people are
ain't nobody gonna try it now.
Sometimes people are egged into the criminal life. Like, this is what you got to do. This is tradition. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because you know,
they like,
yeah, motherfuckers nowadays be like, "Shit, yeah, you ain't kill that motherfucker. Kill that motherfucker."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty much, like you said, once again, like I said, by no means are we condoning what happened with that girl in Columbus. But it was just like, it's so much of a tragedy because it was just like all those grown-ass people was out there, and they let it go on. They let it escalate to that point, and now a little young girl that lost her life. She won't know what it's
and
like to be, you know what I'm saying?
All
you know what I'm saying?
Like
she won't reach 18. She won't see her 21st birthday. You know what I'm saying? None of this shit. She ain't even finished high school. She couldn't be if she was 16.
Right.
All over something stupid that, you know, us as people, we could have prevented. You know, a lot of times we can govern within ourselves. You know, where these goddamn police ain't got to be here. But we want the chaos to ensue so goddamn bad that, wow, there it go. To the point where you ain't got no other choice but to call the police. Like I said, you got all these adults there that could have broke that shit up. Sent these kids on their motherfucking way. Police didn't even have to get called. All you got to do is get, you got four grown-ups. Hey, get y'all motherfucking asses back in the house.
But also, man, I want to know, if it's like 5-6 motherfuckers, why would you even come out the house? You know what I mean? I'm not the baddest motherfucker in the world, but if it's 5 motherfuckers outside my crib talking about doing something to me, yeah, I'm not going outside. Till I call my uncles, my brother, hey, man, look, you know, I got a little problem over there. I need y'all to get over here right now. But other than that, 5-on-1, yeah, I'm not going to win that fight. I don't give a fuck who Tyson ain't going to win a fight 5-on-1. So why would you go outside?
I don't know, man.
Tyson ain't whooping 5 motherfuckers at one time.
Guess we'll never know now.
You're right. We'll never know.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, it seemed like that could have been avoided, man. You know what I mean?
Like Denise said, they amped her up, man. Somebody amped her up. I mean, looking at and this is just me looking at the little clip. She wasn't no little girl, you know, and that's no, you know, there's no pun intended, no jokes or nothing. She wasn't a small girl. And the girl that she had on the car, that girl was little. So maybe she thought that she could. I don't know, man. I can't even. But like I say, adult
five
who's out
one,
there.
Dog.
Yeah, but I'm
five
just. I don't.
One.
You got. Like I said, you got adults out there. She probably didn't. She probably thought. Maybe she thought that the adults wasn't gonna let these girls jump. I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, I think a couple of them girls was fucking adults. There was a couple of adults, too, that went over to the jump on a little girl.
Which is even more sad.
This is worse, man.
Man, see, that's what I'm saying. You know, I never seen Bebe and Miss Liz get into a fight. You know what I'm saying? Or man, you know what? Okay, hold on. Anna say the kids gonna have a hard time sleeping. Here's the sad part about that, man. I don't think these motherfuckers got conscience. I don't even think these kids nowadays have a conscience. I think these motherfuckers will go right to sleep. They won't think
they talking
about
the girl right now.
Yeah, how did the motherfuckers go to sleep?
That bitch dead. Fuck that bitch.
Dude.
That's what they're saying.
Here's what I'm saying, man. I've seen situations where my little nephew got killed. You know? And the little boys, I guess the little boys from the other neighborhoods and all that shit, you know, they fuck him and we gonna piss on his grave and we gonna do this, we gonna do that. You know, as an adult, it takes a lot for you to be like, you know what, I'm gonna overlook these little kids. But I'm gonna smack the shit out of a couple of them motherfucking kids my goddamn self. You know, and they just being so fucking disrespectful and it drug. And it got to the point where it started dragging my kids into it. You know, and I had to tell my kids, look, stop, you know, stop. Don't let that get to y'all, which is easier said than done. You know, but then it's like, damn, even, you know, when we were young, even if it was a motherfucker from another hood that got killed, you know, it was like, damn, man, you know, rest in peace, man. You know, this. It wasn't that serious with us. You know, it wasn't that serious to say, fuck him, I'm glad he dead. You know, writing his name on shit and call whatever chiller and we, you know.
Hey, these motherfuckers don't care, man. I mean, point blank, man, they don't care, man. And a lot of that shit is on y'all parents. Y'all raise these motherfuckers. You raise a fucking mass murderer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got motherfuckers 2021. They already got 3-4 bodies. Already.
Man, Denise said, I really think.
As soon as he gets smoked, his mama talking about he was the greatest kid in the world. No, the fuck he wasn't. You know what the fuck he was out there doing.
Well, Denise said, I really think all of those should be held accountable for that manslaughter. Possibly. You know, I saw a video. The guy, he robbed a Family Dollar. He robbed a Family Dollar, and the security guard killed him. Security guard shot him. Do you know the family was like, they could have went on and they didn't have to kill him. They could have went on and just let him rob the place. Why they had to shoot him? Like, man, this ain't real. Like, nah. So I remember it was last year where I saw it. And I remember Googling, and I'm like, this shit really happened. I mean, they got on the news, like, they could have just went on and let him rob it. I mean, yeah, we know he was doing wrong, but they didn't have to shoot him. Okay.
Well, I mean, hey. I guess, you know, to your mama, you know, you're going to always be a good motherfucker. But, to the streets, gee, that motherfucker killed like 4 or 5 people. But to his mama, that's always going to be his baby. You know what I'm saying?
That could always be your baby. But, you know, just be honest with the situation. I mean, come on.
Right.
If he did something wrong, he did something wrong. I'm not going to get on TV and be like, they shouldn't have did that to my baby. Okay, I don't give a fuck if he was killing, if he didn't kill 10 people. That's just like, I mean, that's crazy. People don't have no consequences. To me, that's just craziness. So I don't know about all that.
Now, my man Bones R. say, they want us dead, and they have no interest in carrying out actual justice when it comes to us. I'm pretty sure they're receiving orders to kill as many of us as possible. We got to stop calling them for shit. We need to start creating our own police force in every city that we can when we need a problem resolution. I agree with you, Bone. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And that's what we was just saying, that, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to act like that our neighborhood was just the greatest neighborhood ever, because Ivanhoe was a motherfucker. If you live there, you know it was a motherfucker. But I remember, like, we kind of governed our own. Like, you really didn't have, like, well, when I was growing up, I'll just put it, when I was growing up, you didn't have, I mean, and Tommy, you can attest to this. You didn't have, we had our fair share of murders out there, but, you know, that all that was kind of, like, drug-related. Like, you just didn't have motherfuckers out there randomly. Yeah, you know, you didn't have motherfuckers out there randomly just, oh, well, we gonna kill it. Oh, me and Tom will get into it, so, you know, we gonna kill each other. Nah, man, my motherfuckers' mamas was too close for that shit. You know, you can go in that field and fight all day on that basketball court and fight all fucking night.
I would say one thing, though, in Ivanhoe, and this is a fact, nobody never, ever called the police.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Nobody ever called the police. We policed ourselves out there.
That's why I said we governed our own.
911 wasn't even called the motherfucking phone.
And like Denise said, and we was friends right back after the fight. Shit, hey, you got to go play baseball. You can go play football. Go play basketball. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you got it because you want to play one of them. That's if you want to get on that court. Even though y'all just fought, y'all both want to play basketball, hell, y'all probably going to be on the same team. It is over.
I give you a personal one. That motherfucking night, weak ass flipped me. Now what? And what we do? Right after that, what we do? finished drinking.
You got drunk.
That motherfucker flipped the fuck out. I'll never forget that shit, man. I will never, ever forget. I will never, ever, ever underestimate that motherfucker again, ever. Because I underestimated him, and that motherfucker put me on my back, man. I'll never forget that. I'll never make that mistake again.
Nah, I will say this. He started it, but you just took it too far. Well, thanks, Denise. Glad you
underestimated.
Like the topic
tonight. I underestimated.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's why.
He started the whole thing, but you just...
Of course, you always starting shit.
But you blew it out of proportion.
True enough. That's why I ended up on my back. But that's all right. That should never happen again. I'm too old to tussle with his ass now.
You done?
But that was one thing about the projects, man. Motherfuckers always, you know, even though motherfuckers had their beasts out there, let a motherfucker from another project come out there. All that beast to the side. Let some other motherfuckers come out there. Like them Delaney motherfuckers. Everybody
there
comes
you go.
Together.
Calling our names.
Well, I mean,
come on.
That shit was 50 years ago.
Hi to the people. I have my grandson with me, so he want me to come in there and watch. What we going to watch?
And then?
On the TV, when we watch TV, what we going to watch? We watch the Ninja Turtles or Power Rangers?
Or what's that other motherfucking name? Sam Black or whatever? The fuck was that other name
PJ.
Y'all said?
PJ Masks.
PJ Black.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. All right. Well, I'm finna finish up. We're finna finish watching Ninja Turtles, all right?
Can I get
all right.
A Lunchable?
Yeah, you can get a Lunchable. Tell everybody bye, way bye. All right. I'll be in a second.
Man, I can't wait till I get that, man. I can't wait till I get that. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm holding out. I'm hoping. It ain't going to happen, but I'm hoping. I want to be a great
man,
too.
I think this is a very informative show, man. I think everybody had legitimate, reasonable points of view. You know, we may not agreed on everything, but I believe everybody had a, you know, this wasn't just a, okay, you know, just being stupid or saying something crazy. I'm really feeling everybody who posted. I'm really feeling everybody's input, you know, to that. I think, you know, and I'll say at the end of the day, shit, we just got to do better, you know.
I agree.
We got to.
I agree 100%.
You know,
so
we just
father,
gotta, hey,
so
man.
So, Father, say, you got space, don't you? Why don't you become a foster parent?
Shit. That motherfucker killed me in my street. No, thank you.
See, now we didn't talk about healthy youth. But y'all
saying,
don't want to be
that.
Foster parents. Y'all don't want to
lie
under
and say, all right, you at least could have lied and said, right, let me think about it. Yeah.
I'm not trusting the kid. I don't know. I don't even know his
man. Man, get up the fuck out of here, man. I get us out of here. Janine, you got any last words before we get the fuck out of here?
Hold on, I tell you, what type of kid is this?
That kid ain't happening,
man. Fuck that kid. Fuck your kid. You if I come to stay with me.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker sitting over me with a knife. And I told you I needed
$20.
All right, man.
Good talking with everybody. I enjoyed it.
What you got, bro?
Man, thank you everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Peace, love, hair grease. God bless. Good night next week, y'all. Same time.
All right, y'all. We out this bitch. Peace.